vote yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna talk for a minute. Daryl is so good at that, though.
Of course. So. Well, actually, what would be really good would be to introduce the band, because since we've never met, you know, it would really be good to figure out like who's who. But that's actually not really true. This is an amazing band, as you probably just figured out from hearing that last tune. And it's just a thrill and a pleasure and a privilege to be able to play with these folks. On your left, six-time Grand National Fiddle Champion of the Universe, and yet it doesn't seem to have hurt his playing a bit. He's played cello all over the world with Crooked Still and with the Republic of Strings, I might add, which was a band that I got to put together. Maybe some of you have seen that band back in the distant past. He has an amazing group called the Bee Eaters, and they don't actually literally eat bees, but they are fantastic. Some of the great musicians of this or any other century, and it's just amazing. Always incredible to get to play or work with Tristan Claridge. This is it's a mandolin, believe it or not. Just introduced the mandolin. Hello. It's like a regular mandolin, except longer. On the real mandolin, the actual mandolin, and also playing bass, two instruments which somehow connect psychically and spiritually very well, and especially when somebody like Escal plays them. A very deep and wonderful musician in every way. You've seen her with Laurie Lewis. You've probably seen her with Tony Rice and Peter Rowan. You may have even seen her with the Furies in other situations. Sharon Gilchrist. A great, in my opinion, and many other opinions, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. I'm lucky to get to live in the same century with this gal, and in the same town, even. Emmy Phelps on guitar. We'll be rendering a lot of Emmy's compositions for you tonight, and we're sort of celebrating this new, it's relatively new compared to some of the records out there, release that Emmy has released. It's out running around the lobby. It's released. It's pretty happy about it, and it might even get on a skateboard later. We're going to play the title track from this CD I just mentioned. Are we? We are? Okay, great. Okay. It's funny. Sometimes I look down at this little list we have of songs that we've made up, and I see something. I just see something on the other side of the page, and I'm saying, "Oh, we're playing that, are we?" And it turns out we're not. But this one we are, and it's called, the name of the CD. The recording is "Look Up, Look Down." This is great because Emmy is such a noticer. She notices things. It's great. She helps me notice things. And, she's a great, like many great artists, she sees things. And to do that, sometimes you have to look up and sometimes you have to look down. So it kind of makes sense. And by the most amazing coincidence, the title of the song is also Look Up and Look Down. What were the odds? You know, really, when you think about it.